We have one, our eye is single. We want to see one thing. We want to see the glory of the Lord revealed in the earth. We have said, I'm all in with Jesus, the Trinity. There's nothing on earth we hang on to in idolatrous ways. Think of Abraham and Isaac. When I say nothing, I actually mean nothing. When we think about the occult, you might think about this symbol or that symbol or this. Well, this here's a list of good things and here's a list of bad things. I'm telling you, the line goes through our hearts. That's where it goes. It goes right through our hearts. There are bad things in the occult. But Isaac was not a bad thing. Isaac was not a bad thing. He was the son of promise. And Jesus said, do you love him more than me? God said that. We accept that spiritual activity, both good and evil, is not on hold from the time the last pages of the Bible were written until the end of the earth. So when the Bible was written and closed, it's done. All spiritual activity happened in heaven and earth, good and bad, until he comes again. We agree that that's not true. But for today, because of our different experiences, one with another, and in this world, we're going to have to, about this subject of the occult and darkness in the earth, we're going to need to disagree on how much it affects our daily lives directly. Okay? I'm going to leave that space for you. I'm going to allow us to disagree with each other on how much it actually affects our daily lives. Because we are in different places. And I'm not going to try to squeeze us all into one mold. I want us to understand that there are things that we don't see that are every bit as real as the things we see. In fact, they're more real. We can, however, agree that we do not want to shift responsibility away from ourselves by saying, the devil made me do it, or whatever else, or my grandpa made me do it, or whatever. We don't want to shift responsibility away from ourselves, nor depend on our choice too much. Those are two opposite expressions. We say, well, just do it already. When someone is in bondage, you remember the children's class where they would take a little string and put it around your hand, you break it, put another string around your hand, break it, another string, you break it. Finally, you can't break it no more. You tell somebody that has that around them, just do it, because after all, choice is the way out of here. Why did Jesus die? If we can just choose our way out of this stuff, there's actually a reason for this stuff. So we're not going to shift responsibility, nor do we want to depend on choice too much. What that looks like, we don't yet know. There is no power on earth greater than love. Now, I have to explain that. What I mean by that is I am actually more interested in us learning to know the Holy Spirit's interaction with our lives than I am about us understanding darkness. I'm actually far more interested in that. But in my country, I have, we're this subject has been going on for quite a number of years already. And so there's a lot of people on board with it. And there's probably a few people against it as well, but there's a lot of people on board with this. They're aware of this stuff, and it's kind of an accepted thing. But as I move into the circles that are more of people that are more more on board with these things, people will say things like, "God said this, God said this, God said this, God said this," and really, I know that that's not true. It's like we don't know where the end of my flesh is and where the voice of God starts. Okay? And so I do believe in hearing the word of God from Him, from the Holy Spirit. But I've also experienced personally a lot of death from people talking about. And so the scripture is this. Someone that hears from God isn't necessarily a superior person to one that isn't not yet there. There is no such thing as a superior person. We are every one of us unique. That's almost like saying every one of us is special. But that special word has some baggage it carries. And so understand that there is no one like you. None. And if you don't live into your destiny, whatever God has called you to do,